Sometimes, don't you know, the best way to tell a story is not head-on. We like a good sideways glance. What you see and hear in these unexpected glances can often teach you more about a place, person, or situation than any number of so-tell-me-what's-going-on-here interviews. That's a starting point for a segment we're starting on the show today called Sideways Glance, and the world's Clark Boyd kicks it off.
You don't get much more sideways than Belgium. When I was living there, a native put it this way. It's kind of like a little part of Holland the Dutch didn't want, a little part of France the French didn't want, and then a tiny sliver of Germany nobody wanted. Or, as this little video on Belgium puts it,
Belgium excels at making everything as complicated as possible.
A Dutch-speaking north, a French-speaking south, a linguistic and cultural clash with the multilingual mess called Brussels at the center of it all.
Brussels has like these layers, you know. On the ground level, it's a puzzle. On the human level, it is taped together. And then from the sky, there are hanging cables.
David Helbig moved from his native Germany to Brussels 11 years ago to pursue a career in the arts. He's always carried a camera with him on long walks, documenting the city's layers, its problems, and its unique, often absurd, solutions.
I started to see things other people wouldn't see immediately. So if I run around with my family, then I'm kind of the guide for Belgian solutions. I always say, like, look here, do you see this? Do you see this cable hanging out there? Isn't that weird? Or do you see how the whole city is taped together?
Belgian solutions. The idea stuck. Helbig started a Facebook page to share the photos. He was onto something. The page received more and more likes. People started submitting their own photos. And now, Helbig's got a new book out highlighting 300 of the finest Belgian solutions a person can find. So, what exactly is a Belgian solution?
A staircase which ends up at the wall, so into nothing. And I called this a solution because it was somehow not a failure, because somebody for sure just closed the door behind it or away. So it was once, it made sense. And now they thought, like, let's keep the staircase because people can still sit on it or something. So, like, I like this idea that this thing looks incredibly absurd, almost surreal. On the other hand, it makes also sense.
So, sensible absurdity. That's the combo you're looking for. Another of Helbig's favorites is a bike lane that goes right through the bars of a steel fence.
And you think, like, who was first? The guys who made the fence and thought, like, I don't give a damn. I mean, like, I was supposed to put a fence here, so I put my fence here. Or was it the bicycle, bike lane painters who thought, like, on my map it's written there should be a bike lane here, so I just make it.
Either way, both sides lost and also won.
Everything what is a bit funny in this country has also sometimes a little sad side.
Helbig's dead on there. Whenever I glimpsed a Belgian solution, it kind of became a metaphor for the jerry-rigged nature of the whole country. During the time I lived there, Belgium went for more than 500 days without a government. But Helbig doesn't necessarily see the metaphor as a negative one.
Somehow people are very conscious about that nothing is fixed and everything is changeable in the end. And that's, of course, incredibly inspiring for an artist or maybe also for politics. No, you can always think like, okay, this is not, we don't have to conserve the state of being. We just like, we are ready to change everything in a minute because everything is already quite open somehow.
Helbig says that so far, the Belgians are taking the cultural critique fairly well. But he does say, jokingly, that with his new book out, he might think about leaving Brussels for a while. When I interviewed him, the U.S. was in the throes of the financial crisis and government shutdown. I asked him if there were any Belgian solutions for that.
Why don't you just tape it? I mean, duct tape will solve it. Voilà.
Couldn't have said it better myself. For the world, I'm Clark Boyd.
Les Flamandes dansent sans rien dire au dimanche sonore. Les Flamandes dansent sans rien dire. Les Flamandes, ça n'est pas causant. Si elles dansent, c'est parce qu'elles ont 20 ans. Et qu'à 20 ans, il faut se fiancer. Se fiancer pour pouvoir.
Music from Belgian crooner Jacques Brel takes us out today. You want to see some of those Belgian solutions? We've got a slideshow at PRI.org. You'll be left aghast, aghast, I tell you, by the handicapped parking spot from hell. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. A bientôt and tot zines.